I want to say one thing to you right here and now from the depths of my heart. Would you make a decision today that'll change your life forever and qualify you to rise higher than you've ever climbed in your life? Because I believe if the Bible is true in Philippians, really, verses 10 through 20 were really written by the Holy Spirit through that man called Paul to the church at Philippi, then I would say this: God is waiting for you to change your attitude before he changes your situation. Why should he bless someone who's become so presumptuous, so complaining, such a bad attitude? God has never yet blessed a bad attitude. Why should he start with you? All right. I can. Please say that with me. I can. Say it again. I can. Man, I can. I don't have to have this attitude. I don't have to be a failure. I can be an overcomer. I can. I can get on top of this thing. I don't need to have everything going right to live good. It's true. I mean, really, God said something to me while we were singing. He said, have you thought of your testimony of faith in the spirit world that knows everything? Here you're worrying about what this person thinks and what they're saying and oh my goodness, wait till they find out. Have you thought of what you look like from the spirit world, who knows you, who knows the course you've taken, who knows the faith you've exercised, and who knows what's coming to you? Man, I'll tell you what, if you showed up at a hotel in heaven right now, they would swing those doors wide open, put a carpet out there, salute you, and hand you a bouquet of flowers and say, whoa, here comes one of the big ones. They would then flash those lights in the sky like you see sometimes. They'd be swinging them backwards and forwards because here comes Eileen, glory to God. Here comes a saint of God who's full of faith. Have you seen your reputation in heaven? Amen. You see, when you start seeing your reputation in heaven, then you start saying, I can. Yeah. Because he said something else. Your reputation in heaven is good. Count on its response. All of heaven, I tell you what, only the power of God is stopping all of heaven from bursting through from the fourth dimension into our dimension and saying, hey, get your hands off. Leave her alone. Leave his stuff alone. They're blessed. You're just too dumb to find that out. Because we all know that it takes longer for what's in the spirit world to get to the physical world. So it's done in the spirit. And it's about to be done in the physical. He says, count on how they respect you and in awe look at you and say, my, what a man of faith. Those angels walking around and say, have you seen Carl lately? Glory to God. Have you seen her lately? Have you seen Heidi lately? That's what they're saying. Have you seen how he's sticking it out? What a good attitude she has. Wasn't that the game Job had to endure at the hands of Satan? Well, he loves you because you spoil him. Well, take everything he has. You'll have a good attitude anyway. And the devil thought, well, watch God get put in the eye. Well, I would like to pose a question to you. What kind of odds are being flung around in the demon world about you? Well, just put her through a little more and she'll cuss God out and curse him and go away. Just put him through a little more and he'll deny his faith and walk off and follow some stupid thing. Well, I want you to know they're taking odds. The betting is going on the other side that you won't. And God says, I'll put all of my money on Rick Price. I'll put all of my money, all of it, on Hillary Durham. Because I'm voting with them. Because I have been with them for years and see them make these steps of faith. They have credit and glory. I want you to agree with the heavens this morning. Man, I want you to say, I agree with the heavens this morning. I agree with how they believe in me. And I want to agree with the heavens this morning. And I can. I can go through this, Lord. I can face this, Lord. I can endure this, Lord. I can overcome this, Lord. I can abound, Lord. I can abase, Lord. I can do whatever it takes because God is for me. Amen.